This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamani, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said, this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari, Bharat Seychelles sambandhon ki majboot neev rahi hai. हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं। इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम $175 मिलियन के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं। यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा।
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. President Draupadi Murmu also received Seychelles President Patrick Hamani at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. Both leaders agreed that there is immense potential between both the nations to further deepen the bilateral cooperation. Earlier Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today called on the President of Seychelles in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart Dr. Ravin Chandra Ramgulam in a social media post. Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the India-US trade deal is the best agreement in the national interest, in which the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded. Talking to media after Govardhan Parikrama at Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, the Agriculture Minister said the trade agreement will give new wings to the dreams of India's farmers, women and youth, enabling them to soar to new heights of progress and development. He claimed that major grains, including wheat and paddy, have been completely protected in this agreement. The Election Commission of India has appointed Ashok Kumar as the new Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi. Mr. Kumar, a 2006 batch IAS officer, will take the place of IAS R. Alice Waz. In a letter to Chief Secretary of Delhi, the Commission mentioned that Ashok Kumar has to assume the charge of the office of the CEO, NCT of Delhi, immediately. In January, the poll panel asked the Delhi government to furnish a panel of 3 IAS officers to select the CEO. Ashok Kumar was one of the 3 officers whose names were sent to the ECI by the Rekha Gupta government. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Zilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of 731 seats, whose results were declared by the State Election Commission. Within the ruling alliance, the Bharatiya Janata Party emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the Ajit Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, with 165 seats, and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. In the opposition, Mahavikas Aghadi, the Congress won 55 seats, the Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena secured 43 seats, while the Sharad Pawar-led NCP-SP won 26 seats. Independents and smaller parties accounted for the remaining seats. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has confirmed the participation of Pakistan in all their scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 matches, including their match against India on 15th of February in Colombo. In a statement released last night, the ICC said that the dialogue between ICC and Pakistan Cricket Board took place as part of a broader engagement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.